Hey guys, welcome to the show. Three quick things. Any links mentioned in this episode may be affiliate links, and nothing mentioned in this episode should be taken as professional advice. Lastly, this episode originally aired on my YouTube channel. You can get to it by going to nursemoneytalk.com/YouTube. Let's get started. So here's a question. Do you think nursing schools should push more for nurses to learn another language? Now, I'm not even necessarily saying making it a requirement per se, but probably more or less talk about it more, encourage it more, maybe give a little bit more of an avenue to which aspiring nurses can maybe pick up a language before they graduate. That's actually what I want to talk in this particular video, because I want to give you three reasons why I think nurses should maybe consider learning another language. And I think it's important then to kind of step back and look at some reasons why nurses might shy away from picking up another language. So I'm gonna give you my perspective of both spectrums. If you're not already subscribed, my name is Thomas. On this channel, I talk about all things related to nurse, nursing student, and nurse life. So make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any of my upcoming videos. So let's go ahead and get started. Now, you might be wondering why even bring this up. Well, it's because, like, we know that there's, or at least if you don't know, now you know that there is like a demographic shift going on throughout like the US as a whole. As the US becoming more and more diverse, there's, you know, introduction of more languages, more ethnic groups or whatever. And even with all that being said, the US has always had like deep pocket areas where different groups have kind of settled in. So whether it's, whether it's like groups of Hispanic origins, of Asian origins, or some, you know, maybe like European origins or whatever the case may be, African origins, you'll see like groups kind of settle in certain areas. And so you'll see their culture and their languages very prevalent in that area. But with all that said though, so that shift is happening, and it, you know, to me, like, it kind of does beg the question though, is there a benefit to picking up another language? And the answer is that yes. So the first benefit is easily that it makes you more marketable, right? And so you could, you know, if you learn, now of course it depends on what language. So like if you learn, for instance, I don't know, like Spanish or Chinese or something like that, and then you go and try to work in a hospital that is predominantly, you know, that has a lot of those groups in that area, and that language is very prevalent in that area where that hospital is at, then it makes sense then that the hospital might be willing to pay up a little bit of a premium to get a nurse who speaks those languages, because there's a lot of benefit that comes to you being able to speak that language. I should probably kind of throw in the caveat to this, because I have talked to some travel nurses and some other nurses or whatever who have spoken other languages, and it's kind of a hit or miss what they can. Now, I don't know if this is more or less on the individual person or just the particular hospital groups, but it's been a hit or miss on how well they could negotiate and leverage their ability to speak another language fluently, because from what they'll tell me is that the hospital will make an argument, well, we already have like this translation system set up, and so, you know, we don't think that we need to pay a premium for, you know, somebody who happens to speak Spanish fluently. This is despite the fact that if you are a nurse who speaks, let's say, Spanish, in a predominant, you know, in an area where there's a lot of high Spanish influence, if you're working, from what I'm told, for instance, like they're going to give you the patient that speaks Spanish. They're just going to do that because, you know, they'll say, well, it's a lot easier and blah blah blah. So it's a way for really for hospitals to kind of try to keep from paying up, essentially. That's something to kind of keep in mind. So you really have to kind of be mindful of that and negotiate and try to negotiate well. And which, FYI, I've used some of those translation systems that these hospitals claim. And like the setup itself, in my opinion, it's mediocre at best. And, you know, like even the ones that have the best tech setup, because a lot of them, the tech setup is just awful. But even the ones that have a good tech setup, it's just like, it doesn't feel natural to be talking to this patient, but you're not really talking to this patient. I think like you're supposed to actually be talking to the patient and then like the translator's in the middle kind of feeding it back and forth. Like it's a weird setup. Like it's just a weird setup. The fact that hospitals won't pay a premium, or some hospitals will try to avoid paying a premium for somebody who already speaks fluently that language, to me is like, just doesn't make a whole lot of sense personally. But that gets me to my second point, which is that you can provide better care if you already speak the language. Now, there's a couple reasons why this is the case. So one, I already touched on the language barrier aspect. Like you can already speak the language. You don't have to bring a middleman translator or whatever. Like you can talk to your patient, you can address their needs right then and there, because it takes time to go find a translator or whatever vehicle your hospital is using. And if you have and your hospital, if they don't have enough of the equipment, then you could be waiting and whatnot. So that creates a huge barrier for care. But the other aspect of this, the one that I don't think is touched up on enough, is that with you being learning the language, because typically when you learn a language, you learn a lot of the culture with it. It kind of just goes hand in hand. Even if you're not trying to learn the culture, you're just going to pick up some of the culture with it along the way. And I think picking up that culture along the way can help you in terms of how you interact with your patients. What are appropriate, not appropriate, acceptable norms? Like it can really change your nursing practice to how you deal with certain groups. The third reason is learning another language. It opens up more of the country to you. I mean, first of all, it opens up more of the world to you, but also kind of opens up more of the country too, because then there'll be areas where you could go in where you speak the language, you can work in those areas, and you just feel more comfortable. Like, even not saying that you couldn't be able to go and work in those areas in the US without speaking the language, but you wouldn't feel as comfortable as you would if you already spoke the language, or you spoke the more common language, I should say, in that small little area. And these, you know, depending area, it could just be like several blocks. I mean, you know, sometimes these areas are not as big as you might think. This begs the question though, what are the downsides, right? I just listed to you the three kind of perks to it. What are the downsides to it? Well, the downsides to it is that learning a language is hard, it's time consuming, and it's expensive. Or at least it could be expensive. So let's go with the it's hard. It's hard. It's hard learning a new language. I believe they say that it's easier for kids to pick it up than adults. Like you're more set, like your brain's just not really trying to do all of that. Like, you can do it, but it's just, it's very difficult. It's pretty much like, you know, if you think about how much language plays a part in our everyday life, and how much, like, you know, we talk, we say things, like, without really thinking about it. Like, I know this is a phone. Like, I don't have to think about what is the word for this being a phone or for this being a camera. Like, it just, like, I just know it without really having to think much thought into it. Now you're trying to go back to where, like, you have to, you're pretty much starting from almost square one. And that's really, really hard. Not to mention that depending on which language that you're trying to learn, especially, what is that? I think it's called the Romance languages or whatever, that don't have the same kind of like the alphabet or, you know, or structure or whatever. If you're trying to learn like a language that doesn't fall into that, like, it is difficult, because it's like now you have no reference point to go off of. And that gets me to my second point, which is that it's time consuming. Like, it is going to be time consuming. It's going to be painful. Honestly, like, unless you just naturally pick it up quickly, or you are learning a language where you have a reference point for it. So, for instance, you know, somebody who knows English trying to learn Spanish, that's going to be easier than somebody who knows English trying to learn like Chinese. There's no, like you don't have like a reference point in terms of the, like, in one instance, you have like a reference point in terms of the letters or the characters or whatever that's used in that language. In another one, you don't have that reference point. And so it's going to require a lot more time, a lot more dedication, a lot more discipline to be able to learn it. And then it gets to it's the expensive part, which it can be expensive. It's not always. There are apps out there on the Android phones or the iPhones or whatever, their apps. So you can download apps like thing like Duolingo is a very common one that has a lot of freemium stuff where you can start picking up languages. But the issue though with those particular apps or apps like that, and this has been from my experiences because I've used a couple of handful of apps like that, is that they don't really give you a good structure to really start learning a language. Like, I feel like you need to, like, you will have to actually spend some money on something like a Rosetta Stone, which you can go to nursemoneytalk.com/Rosetta Stone. I'll put a link to that in the descriptions below, but you'll need something like that to where, honestly, it's not free, but you are paying for the structure that comes with it, because that you are going to need structure if you want to learn a language. So there is a way to do it on the budget, but just understand that it is something that you are going to spend a great deal amount of time, even if it's only what, a couple $100, like $100 or $200 to get you started. But then, you know, the time alone you'll spend on it, depending on if you want to put money on your time or whatever the case may be, you can kind of start seeing what I'm talking about there. So let me know what your thoughts are. Do you agree? Do you disagree with this statement? So let me know in the comment sections below. I will have another video that will go up here shortly that will talk about probably what are some of the best languages for nurses to learn. This is based obviously off my take on it. So definitely check out that video if you have your own thoughts on it. Thank you so much for watching, and I will catch you very soon in that next video.